What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Yogi Obe's Wedding. So, as you guys know, I do DoorDash at night when I get bored. I had nothing going for me, so I decided to, like, go on the internet and see what Yogi Obe's is up to. And this girl, you know, from a couple of years ago, she got her panties in a twist. So, she decided to, like, scour the internet and try to find some information about Yogi Obe's. And as you guys can see here, she did find information about him from his wedding. Obviously, this is his wedding picture over here. She found it on an archive website. So this is Yogi Obe's, his wedding in Sweden. We think he's in Sweden. That's where he got married. Now, his name, Avishak Saha, guys, I'm not doxing him. He actually told us his name in his videos like many times before, so I'm not doxing him. Now, the important thing about this video, guys, is that I've said this in my past videos. This is a problem with Indian people, and Yogi Obe's is a perfect example of that. Yogi Obe's has two problems for him, other than the fact that he's like 5'4", okay? The number one problem that Yogi Obe's has, like any curry sale has, again, height not in the equation, because we all know the vast majority of Indians are 5'5 or shorter. The problem that Yogi Obe's has, number one, is the skin color, okay? As you guys can see, Yogi Obe's has a brown skin color. Unlike me, this is not a tan. This is not a golden tan, you know, thanks to living here in Florida for me. This is how he comes out of the box, guys, okay? This is how Yogi Obe's was born. He has brown skin and it's matte. The problem is his skin is matte, okay? For those of you who don't know, matte, it means that it's not glossy, it doesn't shine. You know, when I was getting my hair done in LA like 10, 11 years ago, the, you know, cute Korean girl who was working on my hair, you know, she exclusively dated black guys. And I'm like, you're dating black dudes. Why don't you like Indian dudes? She's like, I don't like the color of the skin. It's matte. So as you guys can clearly see here, Yogi Obe's skin is matte. It's not glossy. So that's the number one thing against Indians. Number two is that Yogi Obe's has a very, very Indian phenotype, meaning his face is very much an Indian face. And the Indian phenotype, guys, is just not attractive to women. He has a big nose, kind of like a big hook nose. You can see, you know, you guys out there who are black-pilled, you know, like all this, you know, face, bone structures. As you guys can see, this is just not an attractive face at all, okay? So you got the skin color going against him being brown and matte. You got the phenotype, meaning the structure of his face is not attractive at all to women. Now, Yogi Obe's, you know, contrary to what a lot of people think, Yogi Obe's is actually a smart person. And Yogi Obe's knows his inferiority points, you know. Yogi Obe's knows he has a brown, matte, dull skin color. He also knows he has a very Indian phenotype. So, if you guys ever remember Yogi Obe's in his videos, right? If you look, see, this is one of his earlier videos. Now, it's hard to believe that this person over here is the same as this person over here. But yes, those two are the same people. This person over here on the right is the same as this person over here, okay? So in this picture, guys, Yogi Obe's looks like he is a Chad Preet. You know, he looks big. You know, he looks like he has a nice, healthy tan. He looks like he has a decent, like, Western face. Now, one of the things you guys need to understand about Yogi Obe's, guys, is that Yogi Obe's, again, Yogi Obe's knows his inferiority points. He knows what's wrong with him. This is why, if any of you guys you used to watch Yogi Obes, you'll remember that I'm getting a DoorDash order. Yeah, $9 for 14 miles. Go fuck yourself. So if you guys remember Yogi Obes, when he used to do videos, he would never ever look to the side, okay? He'd always be looking straight onto the camera like he is right now. He'd always did his videos where it's more of a upper body shot of him, given the, you know, a lot of people out there, they thought that Yogi Obes was, you know, at least 6 feet tall. They didn't know he was 5'4". And that's, again, he's simply manipulating the camera, he's manipulating the angles, he's manipulating the lightning. So again, he wants to look like he has light, shiny tan. He doesn't want to look brown. He doesn't want to make us see his Indian phenotype by looking to the left. If you see pictures of Yogi Obes over here, okay, this is still Yogi Obes over here. Can I make this picture big? Yeah, this is still Yogi Obes. So again, you know, he doesn't look like he's a big dude in this picture at all. But again, he's looking straight forward at the camera, guys, okay? Let's see if I can find... okay, over here, guys, this is more of a doctored... No, it's not a doctored photo. He's just manipulating the camera by doing an upper body shot. And obviously, the lightning is very good over here. But again, you would think that this guy over here is like fucking Chad Preet, when in reality, this guy is this guy. Literally, guys, this is a night and day difference, you know. If you guys look at this picture, you would never ever think that this dude over here is this dude over here. And again, Yogi Obes is a smart dude. He's not dumb, guys, you know. He knows that he's short, he knows he's brown, and he knows that he has a unattractive Indian phenotype, and therefore he does his best to hide it. You know, this is why I tell you guys out there, especially you Muslim cells, you know, get surgery, you know. If you have a big nose, get surgery, you know. Unfortunately for Yogi Obes, unless he does what Michael Jackson did, there's really nothing Yogi Obes can do for his skin color, because that's how he comes out of the box, you know. And again, the Indian phenotype, guys, that meaning the way the face is structured, is unattractive to women. So unless Yogi Obes, you know, definitely Yogi Obes needs a nose job. But I don't know if there's a surgery where he can make that Indian phenotype face look more Western, you know. So again, this guy over here, man, is this dude over here. And you know, this video is not talking shit about Yogi Obes or doxing him, man. I'm just showing you guys out there that at the end of the day, guys, skin color matters. At the end of the day, phenotype matters. And at the end of the day, guys, height matters. And when I say skin color, you know, there are women out there, like the Korean hairdresser of mine from 10 years ago, who exclusively sleeps with black dudes. She does it because their skin is glossy, shiny. Yogi Obes' skin over here, as you guys can clearly tell, it's not glossy, it's not shiny, it's very dull, which is unattractive to women. And another thing is, guys, believe it or not, before Yogi Obes got into the whole manosphere, he actually wrote a book, How You're Meant to Eat. I might actually add this book into the MGTOW TV shop. And just to show you that this is Yogi Obes, there it is, guys. You know, that's Yogi Obes over here, you know. Yeah, again, he's looking straight into the camera. You know, he doesn't want you to see that Indian phenotype by looking at an angle, you know. So, yeah, Avishak Saha, guys, this is a book that he wrote. I actually read the reviews for it. It's pretty good. You know, the reason why it has a low review like that is because some deranged feminist came in. See, there we go, guys. Some deranged feminist, I'll show you right here. Yeah, what happens is that there's a lot of feminist guys, they decided to come in. See, look over here. The author has a very unhealthy view of woman. What does that have to do with the book, bitch? It has absolutely nothing to do with the book. So as you guys can see, he has, you know, pretty much 4 and 5 stars for the book, you know, except in the case of, you know, blue-haired feminist getting their panties in a twist. So, you know, maybe you guys out there want to help out Yogi Obz, you know, maybe you guys want to buy this book. It's only like $10. Paperback, I don't think it's on, I wonder if it's on Kindle, I don't know, maybe you guys can tell me. It's 190 pages, so you're probably gonna get some, you know, for $10, you know, you're probably gonna get some good information from it. So, like I said, man, this video is not about, you know, doxing him or shitting on him. It's really about showing you guys the fact that at the end of the day, guys, skin color, phenotype, and height are going to be the most important things to woman. And again, can you believe that this guy over here who looks like a movie star is actually this guy over here who looks like a bona fide curry sale, you know? So again, Yogi Obz, he's not low IQ, unlike Coach Bitch Pill. And yeah, he knows what his inferiority points are. He knows how to remedy it, how to take care of it on camera. But in real life, you know, hey man, in real life, you're not gonna be walking around with a camera and the proper lighting, and you're definitely not gonna be able to make your 5'4" frame look like you're 6'4" in real life. And you know, this is one of the reasons why Yogi Obz literally deleted his entire self off of the internet, you know. Let's see what DoorDash has given me. Let's see, $10.50. By the way, guys, if any of you guys do DoorDash, you know, the good thing about DoorDash is that they tell you where you're going. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Is this a house or an apartment complex? This is a... Okay, this is a house. You know, you guys can tell if it's a house simply by looking at it, you know. If you just see small blocks by blocks by blocks, if you just see small blocks, you know, it's, you know, it's, what you may call it, you know. If you see small blocks, you know, it's a house, okay. But if you guys see like one big rectangle or square, then it's an apartment. I don't like to do apartments, guys, because, you know, I'm lazy. I just don't want to go through the hassle of, you know, parking my car, finding the gate code, finding the door code, going up the motherfucking stairs, you know. Unless I'm getting like $20, $30 to go to an apartment, I don't do apartment, guys. So, yeah, for you guys out there doing DoorDash, man, always do homes, because you can pull up to the home, put your car in park, walk 10 feet, drop the food, make a U-turn, 5 seconds later, you're driving off, you know. And again, this late at night, it's okay to do a $10 order for 7 miles, you know. I got nothing going on this late. I might get something on the way back, but, you know, this video is not a video for fucking DoorDash. This video is, you know, about Yogi Obz. So, again, guys, This guy over here, you would not believe in a trillion years is this guy over here. All right, guys, I'll see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.